Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your couple, Jake and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, December 2nd, 2013.
And this is episode 136.
Ooh, and we're back.
We're in the mix.
I know. We're back, guys.
We are.
And we missed you guys. And we took a week off because we needed to do some family traveling, some family time. But we definitely missed the podcast. I know you felt a little guilty.
Yeah, I feel a little guilty. And it mainly, it's not even about doing the show. Mm-hmm. It was more so than none other fan, Valentine Cast fan and friend, or we can just say just friend. We'll say friend.
Friend.
Our good friend Punk Gopher was in town.
I know.
You know, during
we missed him.
During his yearly trip to Louisville, Kentucky. And
if we had left on our normal day, we would have got to meet
Punk Gopher. I know. And I was saddened by that.
I mean, very saddened. We might have to, if he comes here on that same day, we might have to change it up and go on a different day.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We will. And
next year, Punk Gopher, you're meeting us. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yep. If it's not Nerdtacular, it'll definitely be next time you come out for Thanksgiving. You know, Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
The what?
I said,
the creep?
The creek.
Oh, is that... Yeah. Is that something they used to say in Mount Airy?
That's an old saying.
Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
And the creek don't rise, you know, like it did with Moses. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
That was such a creek. Let me tell you. You know. That was a huge creek.
Speaking of Punk Gopher and everything, we want to say what's going on to our chat room.
Hi, chat room.
Who all do we have today?
We have Diddy.
You have my electrical tape.
Oh, it was right here.
That is the tape I was looking for the lights.
Oh, here you go. I didn't realize I was playing with
you
it.
You had my electrical tape.
You're welcome. I found it. Now you have extra.
Yeah.
In the Christmas colors.
Yeah, we have the black electrical tape. Now we have Christmas color electrical tape. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
And as I rudely interrupted you, were saying hi to who?
We have Diddy. We have Udella is here. And Hendo and Punk Gopher are here.
What is going on, everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Thanks for stopping in. We hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Renee and I, we did. We took our normal trip. It was kind of normal.
We changed it up a little bit.
Changed it a little bit and everything. And we'll be talking about that a little bit in the weekend wrap up. And before we get into that, I want to say thanks to the guys at PrettyLightsMusic.com for allowing us to use their music for our intro and our outro. You can find their music at prettylightsmusic.com. If you can also go see when they're in concert and everything else. I mean, they maybe come to a city near you. And then you can pay what you want to get their music. You know, you really like it and dig it. You know, you go out there and give them as much as you feel that it's worth, and you'll be on your way. So with that, Renee,
mm-hmm.
Let's get a little bit into the Weekend Wrap-Up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, we have a lot to talk about because the weekend encompasses pretty much all of last
week. Yeah, it includes like two weekends and some traveling and a couple of holidays, you know, because Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Thanksgiving. Yeah, they said it won't happen again for like what? There were 76,000 years or something crazy.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. It won't happen again anytime.
And also popping in right here on the tail end, Mr. Crather himself.
How's going Crather.
So we took a trip. We did our North Carolina, South Carolina trip, and we headed out Monday, this past week, and we went to Mount Airy.
Mount
Airy, North Carolina.
And what's so special about Mount Airy, babe?
That is the
people who don't know.
That is the birthplace of none other than Andy Griffin.
Griffith.
Griffith.
I like Griffin, though.
I like Griffin also. So
it's easier to say.
It is. Griffith. So it's also the base. It is the hometown for the base of his Mayberry town and also the Andy Griffith show that he does. You know, we still have the barbershop there. Mm-hmm. That they kind of mimic after that and everything else. So we went to Mount Airy, and Mount Airy is roughly 20 to 30,000 people at the max.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot, right?
Right, it's not a lot. It's not a one light town. I mean, we have a mall and a few restaurants. Hey, we got a Chick-fil-A there here recently.
I know. Woo! Go on, Mount Airy.
Yeah, so.
But if you want a small town.
Oh, and we have an Outback also.
See, that's big.
See, this stuff came after I was there.
Yeah, I mean, Mount Airy's not tiny.
It's not.
It's small, but it's not a tiny town. I've been in a tiny town. It's not tiny. You know, it's not like a two-stop-like town. It's, you know, it's much bigger than that. But it has the...
Oh, I'm sorry. Mount Airy proper is 10,000.
10,000 people.
Right. But a lot of people don't live in town.
Yes, true. A lot of people live in the outskirts.
Right. They live in the outskirts, so it's more Surrey County.
Your mom's not considered Mount Airy.
No.
She's in a different state, so
right.
Technically. But and speaking of his mom, we stay with his mom this time.
Yep. So Surrey County is 73,000.
Okay.
So.
Which Louisville has more than Surrey County.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, yeah. Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
I mean, Coldstream probably has more than.
I don't think Coldstream has more than Surrey County.
Nah. But yeah, we stayed with my mom.
She was super excited to have us.
Yep. In her new house that she just had built. Mm-hmm. She had it built, and she was extremely excited for us to stay with her. I see my mom every year.
Yeah.
But this was the first time for her to host Renee and I, and so she was super excited. She was a wonderful hostess, and we got to hang out with my sister as well. One of the things about Mount Airy that I forgot about, and Arret, Virginia also, was the red mud. The red dirt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The red mud, because it rained a little bit while we were there. Well, not a little bit. It rained all day Tuesday. The red mud in Mount Airy, in that whole northwestern foothills of Carolina, right below, at the Virginia state line, the red dirt is unforgiving.
Yeah, Jay's tires were covered, and we almost got stuck in the mud, which is the crazy part.
Right, right.
And it rained, and it rained, and it rained.
It did, it did. We got there on Monday, and we went to go see, because my mom was still working, we went real quick, and we watched Catching Fire, which we'll talk about in our media. We did go see that in the Mount Airy Theater, which was great because it's a small town and it was at 3:30, so there wasn't a lot of people there. So we got to really watch everything. And then after we left there, we grabbed some food and went to my mom's and we hung out and watched some Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that she loved Doctor Who so much. She kept calling it a movie, but it was adorable. Love
right,
your mom.
Right.
And but she really enjoyed it. So she's a Whovian. She just doesn't know it.
Yep.
Yep.
So and then we got up that morning,
mm-hmm.
and we went to Biscuitville.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
Which we don't have Biscuitville around here.
Right. So we went to Biscuitville and we got, I was in line getting ready to order, and then someone looks at me and says, "Are you JJ Valentine?" I said, "Yes." And I looked, and it was one of my teachers from middle school. And she was like, "I was your seventh grade middle school teacher. I mean, science teacher, Miss Gail Martin." I was like, "Oh, Miss Martin." She was like, "I still tell the story of when you bought the Black Widow spider in the class in a jar." And I was like, "Yeah, I do remember that," and everything. And we were talking about that. We were catching up. So, yes, I was the kid that was in science because I loved science.
You decided to be kind of a little crazy.
I wasn't a little crazy. It was a black little spider in the jar. I mean, it got caught. I mean, it was in a jar. I wasn't going to let it out and play with
the
it.
The fact
or
that you even brought it in cracked me up.
Well, I mean, she encourages us to bring different stuff in to have a look at and stuff like that. But
yeah, I don't think she would
encourage that.
Honestly,
I didn't know it was a Black Widow spider when I took it. So I had a feeling it was. So,
But yeah, that was just adorably sweet. We got a picture with her. And I mean, I think I could live in a small town as long as the internet is good, which the internet is not great in Mount Airy just because it's not wired for it, right?
Well, no, it's not that. I mean, I'm pretty sure they have Time Warner Cable in Mount Airy.
Okay, so you could get good internet.
So, yeah, I mean, I would think you could get good internet. I know there's no LTE.
I would have to live with that, I guess.
You know, there's no LTE, but we were getting 4G. I think we were getting like three to four bars at my mom's house up in Narrat. And so, yeah, I mean, it was nice to unplug, and it wasn't like we were like fiending and going on crack or anything like that because we wanted.
No, we managed. Yeah. We got our Doctor Who fix by having it on disc, but yep. You know.
Yeah, because we went to Wild and Willy Video here in Louisville.
I highly recommend them.
Which is a local shop here, and we picked up season 3 of Doctor Who. And we finished it up while we were at my mom's.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about Doctor Who, but yeah.
So we finished that up. And then on Wednesday, was this Wednesday? So Monday, Tuesday? Was it Wednesday?
Wednesday was. Yes, because we left Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So Wednesday, we went to Bojangles for breakfast. And you all know, when I go south, you know, Renee knows if I see a Bojangles and I'm heading south, I'm usually going to stop.
Yeah. Jay is loving Bojangles. Yeah. And, you know, Bojangles is definitely better than Biscuitville. They have better biscuits. Yeah. And I think you thought I liked Biscuitville better.
Because it was just biscuits. And
But the quality of the biscuits, babe.
Okay. All right.
It
well,
matters.
And two, the bad rub that you had with Bojangles was when in South Carolina at Sherrall, they had a septic problem. And when you go in, you can kind of smell
some stuff. I barely remember that. So that worked out. So.
Right. Because I remember when I was going to take you to the Bojangles in Mount Airy and you were like, no.
Yeah. Apparently it's been long enough that I've forgotten about it, but I'm okay about it now.
Yeah. So then my grandmother, she was getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner and everything. And she... for those that don't know, or just a reminder, my grandmother used to bake cakes, and she still bakes cakes, but she baked wedding cakes, and I would say she was professional, but I mean, she did it on the side. So yeah, she was professional. She went to school for some of the stuff she did. You know,
see, that's awesome.
Yeah. So my grandmother, she bakes cakes and from scratch and everything. And so she was making a cake for Thanksgiving. And when my grandmother makes her cakes, she doesn't measure anything. You know, she doesn't know how much to put in everything.
Yeah, well, she measures some things. But the thing that got me is that she didn't even look at a paper. She just knew.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I saw her take out the measuring spoon. It's still, you know, baking still can be a little exact.
Okay.
But the fact that she didn't look at a paper. Right. I was like, okay, because stuff I've been making for years, I still need to look at that.
Right.
look at the recipe.
Plus my grandmother has 81 years on you.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. Well, not 81 years on she's going to be 82 this month. So, when she makes cakes, she makes 3-layer cakes and everything.
Jay
and
told me my 2-layer was
not a real cake.
Not a real cake.
Not a full cake. It was two-thirds of a cake.
You said it's not. Yeah.
I said it was 2/3 of a cake. That's what I said.
Made me feel bad.
No, I didn't.
My cakes.
No, because you were arguing with me because my grandmother said she made a 3-layer cake and she always makes extra. So she had an extra layer. And I asked for that 1 layer to take with me.
You hate me.
And Renee was like, "You're taking half a cake." I was like, "No, it's not a half a cake."
If I was making a cake, it'd be half a cake.
The next cake you're going to make gonna be 3 layers. But nah, so Renee got to watch her make, you know, do some of the work.
And she was just doing it so natural, too.
Yeah.
It was great to watch.
Yeah.
It was
soothing. You know,
it was soothing. I mean, I sat there. The flour, and I was like, It was nice, and I know it was soothing to you because.
Well, no, I mean, it actually took me back to sitting at the bar while she's doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's soothing to you because, you know, it kind of takes you back.
Yeah, and just sitting there watching, and, you know, I used to be mesmerized that, you know, she was awesome. And I know when the cake would go in, I need to leave because the oven, it wasn't uneven, but if you walk too hard, it'll make the cake fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I walk pretty heavy in the house, you know. So I would actually leave and go out and play and everything. And
Aren't you a good grandson?
I'm not going to lie. I was really close to asking her to lick the bowl.
You should have. I'm sure she would have let you.
I was really close to asking to lick the bowl. But Renee and I, we had, we finished off that layer today.
Yeah, the extra layer. Thank you.
And it didn't even have
good.
Icing.
It was so vanilla-y and moist, and it was really good. Didn't even need icing.
Yeah.
But I want to pause for a moment and say hi to Salmonatrix who came in the room.
On?
Hey, Salmonatrix.
What is going on? You know, she's the ultimate pocket miner. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. But it's okay. I don't play pocket mine to compete with people.
Oh, I know. I know. All I know, I got a lucky streak last night. And I beat hers.
So you beat mine?
No. Oh. No, it was like 551, right?
Right.
The next thing I know, it wasn't even like 2 minutes later, I get a notification that she beat mine and she was like 600 and something. I was like, wow, okay. I had a lucky streak, but it was pretty good. I was happy to break 5-5. But we can talk about that a little bit later.
Yep.
If we remember.
Yeah, if we remember. So
we left Wednesday. We ran into a little traffic in Charlotte, heading to South Carolina. I'm going to Columbia. And we checked into the La Quinta. La Quinta.
La Quinta.
La Quinta. La Quinta.
La Quinta.
La Quinta.
We'll say La Quinta.
We checked into La Quinta. And we check in, and this is the same La Quinta we've been staying in since 2008.
Never had a problem.
Nope, not 2008, 2009.
Right.
Because 2008, we stayed in the Holiday Inn. So we got there, and everything seemed okay.
At first. Then we checked in, and then...
you know, and we checked in.
I should have inspected the room. Yeah. What I should have did at first.
But we were so tired, and we were just wanting to just, you know, watch a Doctor Who before 6:30 and everything else. So we set everything up. And I specifically always ask for a hotel with good access, wireless access points. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be in the vicinity to where it's great. So got there. It was really slow. And we were trying to watch Doctor Who. And it kept pausing. And it was getting aggravating. And we were laying on the bed watching. And we happened to look down at the bed, and there was like hair on the bed.
Yeah, and I was like, ew. But then I looked closer,
and it was dirty.
Yeah, and the bedspread was dirty.
Right.
And it was like, ew, gross. It's like, it wasn't like the kind of dirty where they're like, oh, okay, you're not going to be able to see. Oh,
it was like somebody wiped their ass on it.
And actually closed the window so I can't see the chat room. So you're at the kind of watch the
Why
chat room.
Why you
closed
the window?
It was an accident.
Oh, you're starting it back up, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the chat room's not coming up. But it was nasty and gross and dirty. And so we requested a new one.
Right, right.
And we got a new one, and guess what? It was wet.
Yeah, it was wet. Oh, which you know what? I hate that it was wet, but that way I kind of knew they either sprayed it down for a hose or they actually washed the damn thing. And so I took it back up there and said, you know what? Can you put this in the dryer? And I promptly walked to the car and got our blanket that we had taken, you know, just for when we're in the car and whatnot, which I'm glad we did. So brought that back and we put it on the bed, and then they come knocking probably like 2 hours later or so with the comforter and stuff. So I was getting really, 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 really agitated.
Yeah, Jay was so close to checking out, and it's like we haven't had any problems with La Quinta before, like, or they've been pretty minor, but this was pretty gross. And then during the night, there was this dog that was barking. He finally quit in time for us to go to bed, but I was worried.
I was too tired.
Yeah, we were too tired. So I don't think we're going to do La Quinta again.
No.
I don't feel like dealing with it.
I don't feel like
dealing with it. The price was so good, which is why we always went with La Quinta.
Now, we did get discounts, and we did. And they knocked off, the percentage off of our stay and everything else. We didn't get a night free or anything.
No. But they weren't that nice.
But they did knock some of it off, which the customer service was great. It was just more... what the heck is going on? So I think next year we'll be staying at the Holiday Inn Express or Resort, whatever that doggone thing's called.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving Day.
Yep. Went over to my cousin's house, James, and his wife, Cynthia.
Yep. And we had a blast over there.
We had so much fun.
They had a deep fried turkey, a smoked turkey, a baked turkey, and then they had game quail.
They had
Cornish game hens.
10 of them, which I didn't get any because I had too much other food on my plate.
Right, and ham.
And so much other food that I didn't get to eat everything because I just couldn't. It was crazy. I ate so much food. And
Cynthia
awesome.
Made some collard greens.
That made everybody else kind of
that made everybody else sniffle and say, "Oh, it's too spicy." But oh my God, Zeus, whoever, spaghetti flying spaghetti monster, all that. Man, those collard greens were spectacular. They had cayenne pepper in them. I think she may have had some jalapeno pepper in them, too.
Yeah, it was good.
But they were off the hook.
They were yummy.
Really, really, really loved it. And it was great to see the family. And Deidre brought her friend, or her boyfriend.
Yeah, her friend. Her friend is out.
I resort back to, we kind of had this discussion that the old school people, the older generation, and also the generation I grew up around, like my grandmother and my dad and my mom, they're used to saying, "Oh, that's your friend," it may be your boyfriend or whatnot. They just say it's your friend, But Chris is Deidre's boyfriend, and he came with her for Thanksgiving. Everybody got to meet him, and he took some awesome pictures that we're excited about, and Renee and I got some pictures of the mistletoe.
Yeah, so I'm excited about using that.
Yeah, well, the mistletoe picture is the one that we did or had someone else do for us. And then we came back on Friday. So we left South Carolina on Friday. We didn't do any Black Friday shopping.
No.
Except for one thing.
Yeah, I guess you call it Black Friday. I mean, we went shopping on Friday. But
well, it was Black Friday because it was a Black Friday deal.
It was Black Friday,
it was a Black Friday deal.
We didn't get up.
No, I didn't get up. I mean, that doesn't mean Black Friday doesn't mean you get up at 4 a.m.
I know. I'm just saying, when you say Black Friday shopping, I think craziness.
Well, we went to the GameStop and we picked up a PSN card because we already have PSN that expires in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But they were on sale for $29.99, which is like almost half the price. So I picked up another PSN card and applied it to our account for another year. So we have it until 2015. I mean, the money we saved was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So, I mean, we're going to be using it because PS Plus is freaking amazing.
So. Right. And so we got home on Friday. We relaxed. And then on Saturday morning, we Christmified the house.
You can say Christmified.
Christmas-fied.
We Christmas-fied. Like that better. But we actually went and bought a few more Christmas decorations because Christmas.
That's what Christmas is for, buying stuff, right?
Yeah. And trust me, I can't get away from buying things. And we put out our little dog, our light-up dog, and our tree bush lights.
I have named him Sammy.
He's Sammy. And he's super cute. And we put up the tree.
We did.
And we put ornaments up and we put our Christmas stuff out. We bought a cute little snowman family on the mantle.
Mm-hmm. And I ribboned the tree like a boss.
You did. You ribboned it as well as Martha Stewart could have, is what I've heard. we didn't know it was going to look as good as it did, but no, it looks professionally done. So,
and I
congratulations,
did it in,
Jay.
And I did it in a way where I did it in a way.
Next year.
Where next year, all I have to do is pull the star off the top mm-hmm. and the ribbon's attached to it.
It's great. So.
And you can find this lighted dog. I know Diddy asked in the chat room pictures of this lighted dog.
We can get a picture of it. We'll get it lit and unlit. Tonight we'll take it lit, and then tomorrow we'll take it unlit. It is the dog
that we got. We got it at Home Depot, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's super cute.
So. Yeah, it was a wicker style Christmas dog.
Christmas dog?
Christmas dog.
He's a Christmas dog.
Yep. So, anyway, with that, let's get to some technology.
Technology.
Yeah.
Woo.
All right. So let's have a moment of silence for WinApp.
Mm. This was announced last week.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, WinApp, I remember WinApp meant freedom of downloading whatever you wanted from wherever you wanted and playing it.
Right.
And I used my WinApp player.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great.
And, I mean, also they did some of the Shoutcast stuff is what WinApp did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did, like, Shoutcast and stuff like that. And, I just really enjoy WinApp. I mean, I had a lot of MP3s and stuff like that, and it was one of the players that I definitely used a lot. And, I mean, I don't use it anymore. But I don't know. It just has one of those spots in your heart, and you just kind of like, man,
yeah.
It's been going for so long. You know what's going on? I mean, no WinApp. So
sad.
Thanks for paving the way, Mr. WinApp.
Yeah. R.I.P.
The llama.
What?
The llama.
The llama.
Yeah. What was the tagline for WinApp? Kicks the llama's ass. Right?
I can't even remember. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, here we go. This is it right here.
Winamp. It really whips the llama's ass.
That's awesome. Yep. I didn't remember that. But you have until the 20th to experience Winamp, which, you know, is not the Winamp.
And you can go download
ago.
It. You know what?
Yeah, you can go down and you can still have it. Are you really going to download
it? I'm going to download it because. I mean, I
is
don't
it a
have
part
it.
Of history?
It's a part of history. But I mean, we talked
but
about.
But it's not your WinApp from 10 years ago, but.
Right, right.
You'll have it.
Right. WinApp kicks the llama's ass. Also announced yesterday was it yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah. It was the day before yesterday, but.
It was on today.
But, we heard about
so
it
So that
yesterday.
Was Sunday, right?
Right. We heard about it yesterday.
Well, today was the show. The show today
right.
was where the Amazon CEO / president announced that he wants to make deliveries by drone. And everybody's been talking about this and everything. And we have a few Amazon fulfillment places around. We have one in Kentucky. We have one in Indiana just across the river. And we also have one just across the state line in West Virginia.
You know what? It sounds all good. I don't think this is going to happen. So,
right.
You know, it sounds cool, but yeah, it's not.
And so basically the gist is there'll be some items when you order it, it will show up at your house within 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
to your doorstep. So they're trying to get approval from the FAA to do this. I don't know if it's going to, I wonder if it's going to be a part of Amazon Prime or is it going to be Amazon Prime Air? Where you have to pay extra. That's what I think.
Think about the maintenance fees on those, and I don't know. I was just thinking about it. Think what happened to UPS if Amazon went out of business. Think of how much money they'd lose. They lose a lot of money.
That depends.
You don't think that they lose a lot of money?
Maybe.
Just think about it. The stuff I buy from Amazon because it's easy to buy on Amazon. And I can go to the store.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm not going to order from some other 2-bit site just
right.
because I can order online.
So I have to ask Punk Gopher because Punk Gopher made a comment in
Thank
the chat
you,
room.
I can't see any in the chat room, so
he
I'm
said,
depending on you.
He said maybe what, your chat room's not loading.
It's doing this.
Refresh.
I refreshed 10 times. I logged out, logged back in, all that.
He said, but Udella says she's with you on the whole thing. But yeah. Then Punk Gopher said, might be FAAs, as I'm sure the farmers won't have any idea. So I think I may have said FFA when I said.
But that's pretty awesome. The Future Farmers of America.
So if I said FFA, I meant FAA.
FFA.
So yeah. And then you can try a different browser also, babe.
Of course. Because, you know, Chrome is the only one that matters.
So launch one of those other two browsers you have on your PC. and then also, when before we left, Renee, she's been managing her disk space on her gaming drive for a long time.
It's been bad.
And the reason is that she has pictures saved in two places. And they're the same pictures.
Well, now it's becoming worse because now I'm going to okay, yeah.
So
I'm trying to manage it.
So she's trying to, and she had like these videos that we did that are on YouTube, and she's keeping those videos. And I'm like, babe, you don't have to keep those. They're on YouTube. And she's like, well, what if YouTube blows up, you know?
What if YouTube says, okay, you can't keep your stuff anymore, and I would have to pay?
Right. So, I mean, they'll give you time to download it. I mean, they usually do.
How do you know?
You never know. How do you know nothing's going to blow up? We were looking at getting cloud storage. And then we decided that we're actually going to use our home media PC that we have that I built probably less than 6 months ago. We're going to use that one with this big terabyte drive. I'm not sure if it's two or three. I can't remember how much is on there. But I have this PC here, and we're going to use it to put our photos and back up our podcast and videos and stuff on. But we also, I've been looking at some of the hard drives that are network attached storage drives. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple out there that I'm kind of interested in. I'm not trying to spend a whole lot of money, but I did see one that it interests me. I think it was by Western Digital, but I think I may have it on the shopping list somewhere. But I can't remember the name of it, but it comes with an app that you can connect your phone to it and everything else and from work. And I know people's like, oh, I can do that without having to buy one, but I'm all about quick, easy setup and getting it done.
Right. I'm glad to have somewhere to store my backups because yep. I really need it.
Yeah.
So,
and then we went to Costco and we picked up. One night we went to bed and it was kind of cold, and Renee, she's been using this heating pad, and I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we can get like a mattress pad that was like a heating blanket? And she was like, do they have that? And I was like, I think they have one at Costco. And sure enough, we went to Costco and we got a Sunbeam heating mattress pad, and oh my goodness. Do you love it, Renee?
I love it. I use it every day. I use it during the day. I use it every time I'm in the bed. That's what I use. So I think I would love it so much, but I love being warm. And I need to tell my sisters about this because they would go insane over it.
Right.
So we got a mattress heating pad like an old person.
Oh, yeah. But it's like people that are cold, not old person. It's just people that are cold. That's how I like to look at it.
People that are cold. We'll go with that.
So it's absolutely spectacular, and I absolutely love it.
So there's a bit of tech for y'all. If y'all like to stay warm at night, go get that.
Oh, yeah. So the drive I was looking at, just kind of jump back real quick, it was the Western Digital My Cloud personal cloud storage.
And I had to jump in because we totally didn't talk about this.
What's that?
Our dryer.
Oh my gosh. So, yes.
This was crazy.
So, Saturday before we leave out for Thanksgiving, we're washing clothes, you know, last minute stuff, and our dryer goes out. You know, not heating, turning off every 10 minutes and everything. And it kind of had been doing this a little bit. So that morning I called, Goodfellas.
Appliance repair.
And they come out on Saturday. So they came out and it was like, yep, your controller board and your heating coils went out. And we were like, yay, how much? And at first, here's the kicker. At first, he said $667.
I was like, okay, we can get a dryer for that much.
Right. So we were, you know, we were looking on the internet while he was telling us all this and everything. He was like, but let me see if I can call and get you a deal. Get you a deal. Okay. And I'm sitting here looking, you know, on the website. And he, so he's on the phone with his boss and stuff. And all of a sudden it drops down to $370 or $330. It was like $350. And so I was, at first I was kind of like, what the hell kind of, what kind of upcharge are y'all doing? Y'all talking about $600, you know, he goes out and gets his Kelly Blue Book and said, here's the price. And then, you know, all that stuff is the MSRP, you know, he's not paying that, you know, that
right.
You know,
he, that makes sense.
You know, he's not paying all that other stuff. But anyway, so he, oh, so he come in and said, well, we don't have the parts. We're not going to be able to fix it today.
We're like, crap.
So we got to go to the laundromat.
Right.
And he was like, we can come back anytime, you know, Monday or whatever.
So we decided to have him come back.
So we said, okay, you can come back Saturday after Thanksgiving. And he was like, well, we need half the payment up front.
And here's Jay's little warning sign.
And I was like, man, what do you mean you need half payment up front? You know, I understand, you know. What's the deal, yo? And he was like, well, we charge half now and we charge half when we finish. And I was like, it's so close to the holidays, I'm not trying to get scammed. So we paid half, and I'm not gonna lie,
was nervous.
I was a little nervous. I didn't think about it a whole lot.
He was more than a little nervous. He was very nervous.
Right. And so he they charged the card, and we kept an eye on the account, and they came back Saturday. I did call twice to verify, quote unquote, my appointment for Saturday morning.
I mean, and it was a good idea. I'm sure
it was.
It was good.
It was. And so we got it fixed on Saturday, and everything works great. He actually cleaned it out and left me a dry brush so I can clean it out.
That was nice of him. And he's very boisterous.
Right.
Very boisterous person. But it was cool.
So did the other browser work for
you? Nope, none of them. I think I had to restart. So you're in charge of the chat room for the show. Okay. I'm pending on you.
All right. Sounds good. did you close the browser all the way out?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know.
You could reboot your computer while I'm talking.
I'm not
going to
reboot while we're talking.
It's not going to cut you off from me.
That's true.
Unless you're reading something right now.
No.
Oh, so Udella said her chat is broken as well.
Okay.
So.
Oh, Twitch had trouble before.
I blame the PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah, Twitch actually had trouble earlier. Twitch chat was broken before, so.
And then tomorrow, our new PS4 is coming. Our new replacement PS4.
Because we had some trouble with our PS4.
Yeah, so it intermittently blacks out. And we kind of talked about this a little bit. We talked about this a little bit on Grumpy Old Man After Dark or Go Mad, one of them. And so when we're playing or we're watching Netflix, it'll just flicker. Well, it'll actually go out for like 2 seconds and it comes back. And so we called Amazon yesterday, and they said, we'll get you one out tomorrow. So we'll be getting our PS4 here tomorrow, and we'll get it all switched over. And
yeah,
everything.
And Amazon is the best. They are so nice.
Yep.
That no hassle. I was expecting there to be more hassle because, I mean, it's a $400 item. But they were really nice, and we're going to get it sent back and going to be great. I'm excited.
Yeah, I have to re-download all my games, and I need to make sure we have all our saves. That's the one thing I'm worried about.
Yeah.
So Udella said I restarted in Chrome instead of IE, so I'm not sure what you want to do. You should have all three of them up.
I do. I did. I just closed them out because they weren't working.
Okay. but yeah, so we're getting a new PS4. So, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Media.
movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, so we had a MILF.
Jay's fault.
To watch.
Jay's fault.
And our you know, some friends over at Average Swingers.
Jay's fault. Sorry.
They never heard of it, and I think they would be connoisseurs of such type art, if you want to call it that. So we watched it, and we only got 15 minutes. I don't even know if we got 15 minutes into the movie.
Well, luckily, the little flickering kept happening, so we kept missing parts, remember?
Oh, no, that was me.
Oh, no. At first, we did miss a few parts.
Oh, then, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then Jay-Z started fast-forwarding.
Yeah, I started fast-forwarding it, and then, yeah, it was... we didn't watch it. It was really that bad. So we didn't kind of what we did with Clerks 2, I mean, ultimately, it was pretty much.
It was
bad
softcore
porn. But it was bad porn. It wasn't
bad softcore porn.
It's like you see better acting in porn. You know, I think that's what you know.
So MILF. So we didn't suffer.
No, we didn't.
We didn't suffer, and I feel like we cheated.
We didn't cheat.
Jay, let's be honest. Did we cheat? Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, we quit, but we did it with Clerks.
We cheated with Clerks.
And we didn't cheat. Who made the rules? Who said we had to watch them all the way through?
I did.
Well, you cheated. You crazy for making that
crazy rule.
Making that crazy rule.
All right, fine. Okay, so... Hopefully, we'll get a better movie this week.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. Hopefully, it's nothing like MILF. Did you take MILF off?
I did take MILF off. I also gave Punk Gopher.
Did you give MILF a rating?
Of 1 star. That's the lowest I could give it. I did give Punk Gopher the number from 47 to 166.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't came back with anything.
Okay,
so
that's fine. We could talk about
what I may have you do.
Go to random because maybe he's not able to talk.
Yeah,
in the chat room either.
So go to random.
That's perfectly.
And then
possible.
I want you to go ahead and roll for it, but we'll wait until we get to the end of this.
Yeah,
he may actually.
I miss Zabi. She said she's sick. Oh
she
yeah, she's in her PJs in bed right now. That's why she's not here.
No, hope you get feel better.
I know.
So actually, it's not 47. It's more 59 to 166 because there are some TV shows that came back.
Oh, and went to the back of the line?
Right.
Okay.
And then also, we did start up the Volcano High.
Yeah, we did start it up. We didn't get to freaking watch it.
We didn't get to watch it all, but we did start up Volcano High because that was one of the things that we had taken with us on Mount Airy. And we watched the first 15 minutes.
And it was hilarious.
And it was done well.
It was done well.
You know.
It cracked me up. I think I might have fell asleep a little bit.
You did.
That's what I was doing. I was falling asleep.
Yeah, you were falling asleep.
That's why we stopped watching it. Yep. All my fault, Punk Over.
So I'm really pumped about watching that. I have it queued up. Just got to do it and keep me from trying to bulldoze through Doctor Who that we're trying to, that mm-hmm. we're doing. Like we said, we saw Catching Fire in Mount Airy. And what was your thoughts of Catching Fire?
I liked it. I liked it for what it was. I know some people, including you, and other people didn't think the second book was as interesting or electrifying.
Uh-huh.
But I thought the second movie was done well.
Right.
I understood why they did certain parts that they did. But yeah, and plus I'm a huge Jennifer Lawrence fan, so what can I say?
Right.
Love the girl. But I thought the movie was in right. Plus, I haven't read the book in a while, so that probably mm-hmm. attributes to me liking the movie more.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And then we have Hando back. He was having chat issues as well. He said he got it working in Firefox.
Sorry.
So, yeah, I wonder if we should change the Spreecast or something.
Spreecast?
I don't know. Speaking of Doctor Who that we've been talking about, we've been watching a lot of Doctor Who.
A ton of Doctor Who.
So we blazed through season 3, and we're over halfway through season 4 now. and we're absolutely enjoying it. David Tennant is an awesome doctor. I really like David Tennant a lot. And season four is when we have a new companion. It's no longer Martha Jones.
It's Donna.
Yeah.
Sorry. And these aren't spoilers. Just because, I mean, companions come and go.
Right.
People, it happens. It's how they come and go. That's the good part. But I like the relationship between Donna and the doctor.
Yeah.
I like, and Jay has his ranking for favorite companions.
Uh-huh.
It goes Martha, because Martha and Martha's booty. Sorry. Just got to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Her booty is beyond belief. She's so pretty. And I think she did such a good job. She's so brave. And she's awesome.
I call her Renee pretty.
Oh, thanks, babe. It's nothing. She's not my favorite because she's pretty, but I think she was just super brave, and I loved how she was. So,
right.
And then the next is Donna Noble, your next favorite companion.
Mm-hmm.
And your next favorite companion is a campfire.
Uh huh.
And your fourth favorite companion is Garrosh.
Yep.
And then finally comes Rose Tyler, bringing up the rear for his fifth favorite companion.
But then I also did say I do like Rose better in her appearances after her companionship with the doctor.
That's because you don't have to see her all the time.
I know.
But so,
I do like her better.
Yeah, so maybe I won't like his next two companions. Maybe they'll go below Rose.
Maybe. Maybe.
Probably not.
It may happen.
Rose.
So, punk go for Rose.
Yes.
He got 137.
Please let it be good.
137 is a recommendal that I believe Renee may have put on here. It is called Jeff, Who Lives at Home.
Jeff, comma?
Yep.
Jeff, comma, Who Lives at Home. Yep. This is from Nicole.
Yep.
So if it's bad, don't blame me.
So actually it has 3.5 stars. It's an independent movie. It's an independent movie / documentary.
How long is it?
It is 1 hour and 23 minutes.
Okay.
Siblings Jay and Mark Duplass direct their comedy focusing on two brothers, one a moderate success, the other still living with mom. A trip to the store for glue, however, turns into an encounter with destiny for the stay-at-home slacker. I don't know if you added this or if this
was Nicole.
I
think I added this.
Because it says, recommended based on your interest in Clerks. So... either you added this.
I think I added this. Or this isn't the Netflix queue, right?
What?
You know how Netflix, this isn't the Netflix queue. Like they did their, they ordered queue, but they don't order queue anymore. I mean, we don't do the order queue. No, I believe I did this.
Oh, I know you did this. I didn't do this.
Hopefully it's not like Clerks. So, yeah.
Okay. And so, and I do take, what is it? I take suggestions.
Yeah.
Like Crather, he said add the Mo Man of Belmont Avenue.
Okay.
So I just added that
to
the list. Netflix is saying our best guess for Valentine cast is 2.6 stars.
That's mediocre.
Yeah. That's what they're saying that we were.
You don't seem too excited about that.
About what?
About Jeff Who Lives at Home.
No.
You seem very ambivalent about Jeff Who Lives at Home. What did Jeff ever do to you?
I mean, Netflix said we're going to give it 3.7 stars, so.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
So Doctor Who, we're enjoying it. We plan to be caught up by the end of the year, but we'll see how it goes.
Yep. Because we got to watch the 50-year anniversary deal.
We have to, and it's sitting there.
Yep.
We need to get to it.
And so, Renee, we got Renee a new 3DS. On the 22nd, the Legend of Zelda Collector's Edition came out. A 3DS edition came out.
Jay insisted.
Yeah.
He does this thing where he insists on buying me things.
So,
Even though I say no.
But here's the thing.
We
had a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of excess surplus that we had. We had extra copy of Borderlands 2 for 360, a hard drive for 360, a controller for 360, and a bunch of other games for 360. We turned all of that in to put towards the 3DS, and we came out you know, only paying like $90 for your 3DS.
So it wasn't as bad. I was like, okay, all right. Made me feel a little bit better, but right. It's very pretty.
Yeah, it's really nice.
3DS is gold.
So, how do you like the screen?
It's nice. It's big.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Okay. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And with that came a free game of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds.
Which I wasn't going to get. I told myself I wasn't going to get it, and now I'm glad I got it, because it's good.
It really
it's
is
It's not
good.
Just top-down. I thought it was top-down, but it's not. It's
really good.
Something else, so it's good.
It's really good. I played it a little bit on Renee's 3DS, because she got it free. And then when I went to go get the PSN card, I picked up it for myself. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want to have to take your 3DS and play it and stuff like that. So I picked it up. So for those that are kind of on the fence about Zelda Link Between Worlds, I'll say pick it up.
Pick it up, definitely.
You know, the gameplay is there. The quest is there. The whole storyline. And it's just classic Zelda. It's done well. It's not Wind Waker.
Do you know it takes place in the same world as The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
It's in the same world.
Link to the Past was on which one?
Link to the Past was like six.
Which gaming system was that?
Oh, Super NES.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Super. Oh,
back
wait
in 1991.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, like I said, if you're on the fence about it,
yeah, it's really good. The mechanics are great, yeah. And there's some new stuff. It doesn't get boring, and the story's good. And I can't wait for you to get to the point
where you are.
Yeah, or at least the next
get the next thing that I'm going for right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Huh? I'm interested. Yeah, well, I was interested before.
I know,
but now you kind of gave me a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like, I thought that one thing was it, but then I was like, whoa, look at this thing.
Okay.
No spoilers, but whoa, they have this thing and they have that thing and they have lots of things.
So, okay.
Some say it's too easy, but then they have a hard mode afterwards, so if you want to do harder.
Have you beat it already?
No, I haven't even come close, I don't think. It doesn't have a meter, but.
Right, and then also during this whole, you know, Thanksgiving and everything, Steam had their sale.
We resisted.
I only spent $2.49, and that was because my son had put Tierra on his wish list, and I picked it up for him. But he knows that he can't play it yet. You know, he's got to work on some stuff before he's able to play it. But I did pick it up.
You're a good dad.
Well, I did pick it up. So I spent $2.49, and that's all I spent.
Yeah, and there were some things that I probably would have got, but I'm glad I kind of steered away. Right. Like, they had Saints Row 4 on sale.
Yeah, I almost wanted to get it and everything. But
then I was like, I'm not going to play for a long time.
We have the PS4 games.
I have to be Zelda. I have to use some kind of semblance
of
intelligence when I'm doing the Steam sale, because it's hard sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, that was media, so let's jump into some food.
The fridge is not prepared!
See, and this is when I get jealous of Renee, because I know she's already starting the blog post up and everything for the website. And she,
you know nothing,
and I'm
John
just like,
Snow.
And I'm just like, man, I can't do that until we start recording.
You know nothing, John Snow.
Because I have to man the boards.
I missed that show. That show needs to come on.
And I'm starting to get hungry.
You know what? I just, hey, and just quick thing. We didn't talk about this, but Walking Dead, OMG.
Yeah.
It was their mid-season finale, which I hate that stupid thing with mid-season stuff, but OMG.
Yeah, that was good. That's all I'm going to say. We heard people getting mad about spoilers and
good but overdue, whatever.
What? Hey,
that's not spoilers.
Stop spoiling it for people.
I didn't spoil anything. I said overdue. Somebody could have been pregnant and baby was 10 overdue. Months late,
right
or like a month late, overdue, right. Come on, people.
Well, cool. Yeah, this was Thanksgiving week and I didn't weigh in. We took a break. we took a break from
vlogging. Yeah, I mean, because food. Come on.
Right. People. And this food. Was the first time during since July 1st, 2012 that I haven't logged.
Yeah, so, you took a little break from
vlogging. So I took a little break, which in my mind was really good because I think I was getting a little burnt out with it a little bit.
Really? It was a bit much for
you? I think I was. I'm not sure. I was kind of, I was very laxed with it as of late. And I just needed, I needed a time to just let my hair down. I didn't go ape shit crazy or anything like that.
No, we didn't go crazy.
It was just more of a, let me eat without having to try to budget this stuff out. Right. You know, let me just eyeball it. And I weighed myself, but it wasn't during my normal time, and it wasn't really bad.
It was really bad. Yeah. So we're going to go. We're going to be back on the horse. Yep. I'm going to make some turkey, some crock pot turkey chili. That's my plan.
Yep.
Some fat-free sour cream.
Oh, yeah. And then, did you do the frog pants totals or?
I didn't do the frog pants totals. Okay. And I think it's good for the frog pants. People give them a little week off.
Yeah.
We'll come back next week.
Yep. And if you want to join that group, you can do so at facebook.com/group/frogpantslosing.
We didn't talk about turntable, did we?
No. We didn't talk about turntable. So
turntable
go ahead.
FM, they posted on the 22nd and I just now saw it today. It's the last day of turntable FM today. So if you like turntable FM, you can go in there, play your songs, party with other people.
Oh, it's today?
Today's the last day.
Damn.
Frog Pants is having a last day party. They announced it on the 22nd, but like I said, I just now heard about it.
Oh, okay.
So the Frog Pants room is having a little last day party if you want to go in the Frog Pants room tonight. So.
And what is this?
What is
turntable?
That?
Some people may not know what turntable is.
Oh, so turntable, it is a web service. You go into like a room and you can play your own music or you can pick from a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a visual kind of room. You're actually up on the turntables in front of the crowd playing your music
right.
with your little avatar. And they dance and everything and you can chat in there and it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of sad it's going away, but they're going to concentrate on their live service where they do live concerts like with actual famous people. So,
well, cool.
So, bye, turntable.
All right, bye.
Podcast.
And that was the wrong button.
Wrong button. At Valentine's,
odds and ends.
Hey, we have birthdays from last week and this week.
We do.
Since you missed last week, we had birthdays. So, Dan, call him Bookshop Man.
Yeah.
His birthday was Wednesday.
Happy 40th birthday.
Happy 40th birthday.
Can't wait for your party.
I know. It's going to be fun.
It is.
And Mike Andrews' birthday was also this previous Wednesday.
Star Mode 6.
Star Mode 6, the star stay-at-home dad.
And you know what? He's young.
He is young.
You know, I don't know.
He's younger than me.
Yeah, he's 29. I thought he was older than that. Yeah. I don't know if it's the maturity in his face or if he just look old. I'm not sure which one it is. But nah, happy birthday, Mike.
Your cousin Jamar had a birthday.
No, my nephew, Jamar.
Nephew. Why did I say cousin? I know it's your nephew.
Yeah, nephew, so. Jamar. His birthday was on Thanksgiving. Had to send him a shout out. So happy birthday to you,
cousin.
Jamar
was on my mind because that's what they asked. Because that's what they asked you at the cookout drive thru.
Oh, if Corey was my cousin,
yeah. Eric Cardman.
Yep, his birthday was on Thanksgiving as well. Happy birthday to you.
Happy Turkey Day, birthday day.
And on Sunday, I mean Friday.
Friday, last Friday.
Last Friday was none other than
Kim Johnson's birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Frog Pants.
Hi. Aw, I love Kim. She's so sweet.
Yep. Happy birthday to you. Yep. And then this past Sunday was Les Gebhardt's birthday.
It was.
So happy birthday, Les.
We've met him a few times. So happy birthday, Les.
Yep. And then on Friday, this coming Friday, Mother Jeannie.
Of Tadpool fame.
Of Tadpool fame. The mother of the Tadpool.
Birthday.
Her birthday is on Friday. So happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
So we don't have any picks of the week this week?
Nope, no picks of the week.
No email, which is fine.
No,
I still have
fine.
My facial hair.
You still look good.
Yep. So just to let folks know, if you want to contact us, you can do so by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. And if you want to call us, you can call us at
415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video of this podcast and previous ones can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy, TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
Yeah, and also, we didn't let folks know, unless you saw it on Twitter, Renee and I were on episode 23 of Behind the Avatar with Lita.
Yeah,
you
know, we were.
You know, she's the nice, awesome Lita from the Down Under that sends us Tim Tams to try during Taste This. And she had us on there. It was episode 23, which you can find on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher. All those good things.
All those awesome places.
So go check it out. You know, a lot of you all know our story and everything, but you know, you get to hear a little bit more.
I want to hear it again. I like her story.
And
I think everybody likes her own little get together story.
Yeah, and she does a little nice format of how, you know, of how she does it.
Diddy and Udella, you're going to tell us your get together story one day. I want to hear get together stories.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I like those. They're very sweet.
They'll be awesome. So, you all have a great week. We go back to work tomorrow. But we can't off always.
No, and we have stuff to do, so.
Yep.
But, such is life.
You all have a great week. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Not your face!